Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, farmers and ranchers and their implement dealers will likely see the supply lines for John Deere equipment begin to smooth out a little bit after union workers and Deere & Company announced an end to a month-long strike on Wednesday. Now, Deere & Company and members of the United Auto Workers reached an agreement on a new six-year labor contract, and that agreement, they say, covers more than 10,000 workers at 14 Deere facilities across the country. Now, with the country's current need for workers and supply chain breakdowns, certainly the Deere strike drew a lot of attention. And the country's unemployment rate is nearly 5%, but employers nationally are facing a shortage of workers that has driven up wages over the past year and also sparked other unions to strike. But for farmers and ranchers and machinery dealers alike, the strike had raised further concerns about one more potential supply chain shortage that was increasing prices for parts and even used equipment. And the end of the strike, they say, should ease some of those concerns for producers looking to invest in new machinery. But again, the strike between Deere & Company and United Auto Workers is finally over. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.